Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. government's Millennium Challenge Corporation, or MCC, Chief Executive Officer Dana Hyde and Deputy Vice President Fatima Sumar met with Mongolian leaders to discuss development of the country's new compact and impacts and sustainability from the country's first compact. The discussions focused on MCC's approach to reduce poverty through economic growth, the Mongolian government's leadership role in developing a second compact, and the constraints analysis, a key foundation of compact development. The MCC delegation also congratulated the Mongolian government on the 25th anniversary of its democratic transition and reaffirmed the strong relationship between the United States and Mongolia. Both Mongolia and the United States agreed that the anniversary marks an occasion for continued cooperation between the two countries, as well as MCC's commitment to helping Mongolia consolidate its democratic transition by supporting its economic development. Throughout their week-long visit to Mongolia, the delegation visited projects from the first compact, including the Salkit Wind Farms, a vocational school in Qair, peri-urban rangeland areas in Tuv Amag, the Qair-Sainshand Road, and Hospital No. 3. They met with local government officials in Gobisamber and Umnagobi Amags and a wide range of civil society representatives, including women leaders. The delegation concluded its visit with a visit to Ulaanbaatar's Gur district and meeting with the mayor. In December 2014, the MCC Board of Directors selected Mongolia for the development of a second compact. Currently, MCC and Mongolian officials are conducting an analysis of the country's economy and constraints to growth. The Millennium Challenge Corporation is proud to work with Mongolia to sustain the gains it has made towards economic empowerment for all the people of Mongolia.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.